Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
So how many of you are expectant? How many of you have stepped into not just church today, but how many of you have stepped into 2019 and you are expectant? I'm not talking about expecting like you're going to have a baby, but expectant like you're about to see the goodness of God come through in your life. How many of you are expectant? All right, got to give a brother a wave now. I can't lip read from here. All right. I can't see that far, but I can see hands. Praise God. All right. So you're expecting. How many of you are anticipating? It's going to be a good year in God. How many of you are up and about and moving God toward your suddenly? Some of you are like, hang on a minute. I can be expecting. I can be anticipating, but did you just say how many of you are up and about and moving God toward our suddenly? Now, I know what some of you are thinking. I wasn't even aware that I could move God, let alone move God toward my suddenly. Disappointment says you can't move God. Hopelessness says you can't move God. Passiveness says you can't move God. And that's why as we get ready to lay hold of our suddenly moments in God throughout 2019, we need to speak to our disappointments, our hopelessness and passiveness and say, get behind me. All right. How many of you know when Jesus was talking to Peter and Peter's like, he's not speaking the mind of God. He's not speaking the will of God. What did Jesus say to Peter? Get behind me. When you hear your disappointment speak to you, when you hear your hopelessness speak to you, when you hear your passiveness speak to you, you need to say, get behind me. I'm not listening to that anymore. Church, your appointment is almost here. That sounds like some of you need us convincing, and I'm going to mean a little bit of convincing. Your appointment is almost here. Your hope. It's time to let your hope arise, and it's time to get violent in laying hold of God. You got to violently lay hold of God. No. We need to be up and about and bringing God into our lives. Now, Matthew chapter 20, verse 29 says, as Jesus and the disciples left the city of Jericho, a huge crowd followed behind, two blind men. This is not like three blind mice. That was a children's story. This is a Bible story. It's a real story. It is history. And everybody said? Amen. Some of you are like, are you allowed to say that? Amen. All right. Two blind men were sitting beside the road. When they heard that Jesus was coming that way, they began shouting. What did they begin?
Shouting.
You can't say shouting. Like shouting. They began All right, that's not bad, but still not quite there, you know. So it's like, how many of you know when you're desperate and you let out a shout, it's not like shouting. It's like, they began shouting as if their life depended on it. They began shouting, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. The crowd told them to be quiet, but they only shouted louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus stopped in the road and called, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, they said, we want to see. I always think it's interesting. It's like, Jesus, the dudes are blind. What do you think they're calling out for? They want a McDonald's Happy Meal? No. How many of you know it's like, there are levels, Jerry, when it comes to life? Yeah, I may be hungry and I may want a Happy Meal. But how many of you know, when you come before the Lord, leave your Happy Meal order at the door and come before the Lord with that which is important, that which is desperate, that which is pressing, that which is, you know what I'm saying? All right. So they said, Lord, we want to see. Jesus felt sorry for them and touched their eyes. Instantly they could see. Then they followed him. As the two of them went out to the curbside that day, I'm thinking to myself that they probably didn't realize that their suddenly was coming down the road. They probably didn't realize how suddenly their moment was. They probably didn't realize how close their miracle was, the opportunity was. They probably didn't realize what was about to happen on this day. The danger with disappointment, hopelessness, and passiveness is that they have a way of shouting us down that is way louder than we're shouting out to God for our suddenly. Sometimes we're so busy hearing the shout down that we never get our shout on. Friends, God doesn't want us to be a people that are beat down and shouted down by disappointment, hopelessness, and passiveness. He wants us to be a people of faith who rise up with the word of God in our mouth and begin to declare and begin to speak and begin to cry out and shout out to God. Now, I call these things the crowd in verse 31. It says here, the crowd told them to be quiet. Disappointment, hopelessness, passiveness. Be quiet. Some of you know in your spirit, sometimes you feel your spirit arising, but then you get shouted down. Shouted down by bad memories. Shouted down by past experiences. Shouted down by the disappointment, hopelessness, etc. You get shouted down. You hear disappointment saying to you, telling you, be quiet, don't bother the teacher anymore. You hear hopelessness tell you that you and your situation are beyond help. You hear passiveness in your ear and it's saying, don't go to God. He doesn't really care about you that much. You look at your friends and you can see what God is doing there, but then you feel like God has just passed me by. Friends, God has not passed you by. God is coming down the road. Jesus is coming down the road. Your miracle is coming down the road. Your suddenly is coming down the road. That's why you have to be careful what crowd you run with and what crowd you're listening to. In verse 31, it says the crowd told them to be quiet, but they only shouted louder. I like this. There's a defiance here in these guys. They've been in this spot long enough. They've fed up with it. They've had enough of this. They've had a, as my dad would say, they've had a gutful. It's like they've had a gutful of sitting on the side of the road. They've had a gutful of eating everybody else's dust as they walk past and they're doing life. They've had it up to here. And when they begin to shout and the crowd is saying, no, just be passive, be disappointed, be without hope. Just sit there and be quiet. You need to just pull your head in. These men are like, no, I will not pull my head in. There comes a time when we need to rise up. Rise up. Let faith arise in our spirit and rise up. And when we hear all the voices saying, be quiet, when we hear the crowd saying, be quiet, say, no, I'm not going to. Sorry, but I'm not really sorry, but I will not be quiet. They persisted. They shouted louder. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Friends, if you're going to see your suddenlies come to fruition this year, you're going to need to realize that you're going to, how should I say this? If you're going to see your suddenlies this year, you're going to, as much as they may be coming down the road, as much as they may be just this far away, as much as they may be that close, it's still going to require you now to call them in. You're going to need to call them in. I say that because sometimes I watch people in church and they are very, very, very passive when it comes to the things of God. You see them at the football, especially Tiger supporters. You see them at the football and they're like, local! You know what I'm saying? Local! Victoria, you're a Heart, Melbourne Heart, is that right? Yeah, City. They changed their name because it's like dime a dollar or whatever. It's come and go. As in like, we're all Heart around here. City, I'm going over this side. All right. So you see people at the football and it's like they're crazy. But when it comes to the things of God, it's like they don't want to appear to be crazy in church. Now, crazy in the football is like cool, crazy in church is uncool. But I got a feeling when Jesus is looking from heaven, he's looking for the loco. He's looking for the crazy. He's looking for people that will rise up in faith and call upon the name of the Lord. Even when everyone is saying, be quiet, the crowd saying, be quiet, I will not be quiet. I know my suddenly is coming my way and I need to call it in. Now, Psalm 34 verse 15 says, the eyes, everyone say eyes.
Eyes.
The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous. All right, this is a great place to begin. All right, you're on the curbside today. You've got your stuff going on. You need your miracle. Understand this right from the very start. The eyes of the Lord are already toward you. The eyes of the Lord are already on you. Jesus is coming into town and he's looking way down the road and there you are. He sees you from a long way off. The eyes of the Lord are to the righteous. Now, that's not the end of it. If it was just the eye of the Lord is toward the righteous, and he's going to deliver you out of your circumstance. That's not where it's at. The eye of the Lord is the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. All right. The eye of the Lord comes first. He's already looking for you. He already sees you in your situation. He knows what you're going through. He knows about that sickness. He knows about that financial thing. He knows about the physical thing. He knows about the emotional thing. His eyes are already on the righteous. And his ears are open to their what?
Cry.
Everyone say cry.
Cry.
This cry is not like... It's not that cry. Not they're crying. To their cry. To their shout. To their call. So the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. Even before you open your mouth, his eyes are on you. His heart is for you. And now his ears are open to your cry. Your suddenly is coming down the road. It's coming. What are we going to do? Are we going to let our suddenly passes on by? Are we going to cry out to God? Cry out to God. Friends, Psalm chapter 34, verse 17 says, the righteous cry, I said, no, they cry, they shout, they call to him, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. He doesn't deliver them before they cry out. He doesn't deliver them before they shout out. He's a responder to faith. It is faith that pleases God. It's faith that attracts God. He's walking down the road and his eyes are already on you. And it's like, come on, come on now. Come on now. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time to rise up. It's time to stand up. It's time to step up and begin to shout, shout, shout until the Lord stops right in front of you. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord. I love this. You don't need to prove how much you earn a year. You don't need to put out there what school you went to. It doesn't matter what race, what color, where your background's from. It doesn't matter what you've done or what you're thinking of doing. It is what matters. You got to call out to God. Those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
How many of you want to get saved today? Some of you are like, I'm already saved. I need regular saving. You ask Georgie, she'll double. I'll double that. That's all right. That's all right. Yeah, he needs saving every day. I do need saving every day. I'm a troublemaker to myself. I got, you know what I'm saying? It gets crazy up there, local. And it's like, but I thank God that God does it. God's like, yeah, I'll pass him by again tomorrow. I'm coming past today, Shane. I'll see you at 3 tomorrow. I'll be coming back. And then just get your shout on. You got to get your shout on. You got to get your cry on. You got to get your call on. And everybody said, okay. So now we're starting to get it. We need to cry out. We need to call out. And we need to lift up a shout that echoes through the hallways of heaven. So we take our blindness to the curb. That's where the boys were. They would just go out every day. They didn't realize this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice and be glad. They're just going to the curb because this is what they do. They've got comfortable and familiar with their condition. I think sometimes many of us get comfortable and familiar with our conditions. Like the marriage ain't great, but it doesn't really suck really badly. So we'll just get comfortable with that. We'll live with that. The family's dysfunctional, but there's a bit of function in the dysfunction. So we'll just live with that. It's like all these things are going on. The health isn't that great. We'll just live with that. But friends, I want to say to you today, as you go to the curb, Take it all to the curb. Take it all to the curb because your suddenly is coming down the road. Your miracle is coming down the road. Your Jesus is coming down the road. And so I want to encourage you. We take our blindness to the curb. We take our sicknesses, our poverty, our relational, financial, and emotional issues to the curb side in the hope that our suddenly appointment is coming down the road. But even as we begin to prepare our hearts to shout, the crowd begins to lean in. I got no doubt. I'm talking about stuff today, and there's two conversations going on. Faith is rising on one hand, but then you're on the other hand. No, that's not my in-laws. So you got faith rising over here, and in your hearts, I know some of you, as I've been talking, it's like, man, I'm going to believe for that. I'm going to rise up. And then it's like, but you did that like 8 years ago. Remember, you tried and it didn't work. Well, you did that last year. And so you've got these things going on. You've got disappointment shouting. You've got stuff shouting. It's all coming at you. But we're in this place today where there's a sense and faith is rising that we might begin to shout. Our hearts are getting ready for it. But the crowd is trying to throw a blanket over us so that we won't step up and we won't shout. We'll just let our suddenly walk on by. Friends, your suddenlies are released and unlocked through atmospheres of faith. You can carry the atmosphere all by yourself. I love Enjoy Church because we are a faith-based people. Faith is in the realm in which we live. I know a lot of people don't understand the church and they don't understand this church because it's like, man, you believe in a God that you can't see. And it's like, they believe in gravity, they can't see that. But it's like we do believe in a God, but I tell you, we can see Him when God opens our eyes. We can feel Him, we can sense Him, we can hear Him, we can touch Him, we're in this space, and even though the enemy is trying to put a blanket on us, we've got faith arising. Friends, you need faith to enter into your suddenly. We need a faith that moves mountains, faith that closes the mouths of lions, faith that throws mountains into the sea. This faith requires, and if you're going to have this faith, it requires a response. It requires an action. It requires us to rise up and shout out and holler and cry out and pray to the only one who is able to save. How many of you know who that is? Jesus. The only one who's able to save. Now, even in this room, faith is rising, but so is the voice of the crowd. Be quiet, say nothing. For some of you, the crowd is made up of disappointment, hopelessness, passiveness. For others, family members, friends, peers. But as we sit here today, if faith is rising, then we need to understand that according to Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, faith comes by hearing, hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I promise you this, if I'm speaking and faith is rising, it's not because you're just hearing my words, but it's because you're hearing the word of God. If you're hearing the word of God, it's because Christ in you, the hope of glory, is walking by you today. He's in you today, but he's walking by and he's saying, now is the time, now is the time, now is the time, now is the time. This is your year. This is a moment for your sunlight. We just need to call him in. Call him in, call him in. Everyone say, call him in. How many of you know we're going to call him in right now? We're going to call him in. So we're in this space and we're in this place. And if faith is rising, it's because Christ is in you. What shall we say then? Shall we be quiet? Shall we be quiet? You know, we're going to start something today, but it's not going to end today. I want to encourage you, church, that we need to work out what sort of believers are we going to be? I think sometimes we're like first-class believers in church because the atmosphere of faith is here. Our brothers and sisters in Christ are here. And so we feel, yeah, this is a good space, this is a good place, and my faith rises. But this is what I want to say to you as we get ready to shout. I want to encourage you, don't just leave your shout at the altar, but take your shout home. Take your shout in your car. Don't shout at each other, but shout to the Lord. When you go home and you're at home, can I encourage you, bring this same atmosphere of faith that's in the house of God into your home address, into your house, into your home where your family is. Let faith arise in your home. Let faith arise in your marriages and in your families, in your workplace, in your businesses, in your ministries, and everywhere you go to. Let faith arise. What shall we say? Shall we be quiet? Absolutely no way. It's time to lift up our voices. It's time to lift up a cry. It's time to lift up our shout. If you're blind, it's time to shout. You know, blindness is a reality of light and vision. These are the two main components that cause blindness: a lack of vision, lack of light. If I got a scenario in my marriage, you know what I need? I need the light of Christ, and I need a vision for our marriage. I need Jesus. Jesus walking down the road. I need a suddenly in my marriage. I'm going to call upon Jesus that he might open my eyes, that I might see, that the light of Christ might come in, that I might be aware of what I need to do to have a better marriage, that I might see that God has got a better future for us. He's got a destiny and a purpose for us. Friends, I want to encourage you today. If you're blind, it's time to shout. If you're sick, it's time to shout. If depression, poverty, or addiction is trying to put a blanket on you, you need to realize your suddenly is coming down the road, and it's time to lift up your voice and begin to shout. Why don't we stand to our feet, church? It's time to shout. 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 I feel like this year we're going to shout the house down. I feel like this year we're going to take no prisoners. I feel like this year. Now, think about this. Think about this just for a moment. I love the story of the person, I think it was a sister, might have been a brother, not enough sleep, who had visitors come unexpectedly, and I was like, I don't have any food here. I've got to go next door and ask my neighbor for some food. Now, they went next door and they started to knock. And the neighbor's like, nah. Nah. How many of you would consider yourself to be a good neighbor? How many of you have ever hid behind a couch when the neighbors knocked on the... Okay, Jehovah's Witness, they don't count. But I'm talking about neighbors, all right? It's like, quick kids, go to your bed. All right. Am I allowed to say that? I'm not too sure. Actually, I am sure. But anyway, it's like, all right. So now it's like, because our neighbor knows that we're home. And they're not going away. They start knocking at 11 o'clock. It's now 1:30 in the morning. Who knows, it might be 3 o'clock by now. They're still out there knocking. And I realize that, man, if I don't answer this door, they're not going to go away. They're just going to keep knocking. So basically, the knocking wore the neighbor down, and then they got what they want. I like the fact that God puts that in the Bible as a story to us to say, don't give up on us. Don't give up. Don't give up. I know some of you, and I'm very aware that some of you have heard a version or a type or a substance of this message before. But I'm actually okay with that. I'm okay with it. And the reason I'm okay with it is because this is the sort of message that we can never get enough of. Because we need, I don't know about you, sometimes my fingers feel like they're getting sore and I'm tired of knocking. But God says, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. Keep knocking, be persistent. Keep knocking, keep shouting. Keep calling. Keep shouting. And it's like, God is saying to us, wear me out. That when I'm walking past you today, it begins today. I don't know about you, but I believe God is in the house. I believe Jesus is present with us today. Where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst of them. He is here today. Now, what's he waiting for? He's here. I don't know where he is exactly. Probably standing over here somewhere. And the eye of the Lord is toward the righteous. He's already looking at you. He knows your situation. He knows your circumstance. He knows exactly what it is that you need. But he's still going to get you to call it out. He's still going to get you to cry out. He's still saying, come on. He's looking. It's almost like he's beckoning you. Stand up and open your mouth. Stand up and call it out. Stand up and tell me what it is that you want. All right. This is what I want you to do. We're gonna get desperate in the house. I feel like we've got three steps into summit. We've got three opportunities in this place. Now we're gonna be praying at 6:30 a.m. What are we doing? We're shouting out to God. We're gonna be praying on Wednesday, 6:30 a.m., 6 p.m. at night. We're gonna be shouting out to God. But between here and summit, we've got three Sundays, I think. Today's the first, obviously. And it's like, we're going to lay a foundation today in our shout. We're going to say, God, I'm going to start shouting today. I'm not going to stop shouting. for the next 21 days, prayer and fasting, I'm going to be shouting. All the way to Summit, I'm going to be shouting. And then when I get to Summit, I'm going to ascend the mountain of the Lord. I'm going to climb the summit. I'm going to shout from there. And I'm believing we are going to see what we need to see. So if you're here today and you're sitting back here, because that's what they were doing, they were sitting. And then it's like, yeah, you can hear it in your spirit. Faith has risen, and it's like, you know that you know that you know. You need to shout now. You need to cry out and bring your request to God. You need to bring your request to God. I want you to hop out of your seat and come to the altar right now. Just come if that's you. This is your moment. Just come. If you're saying, yeah, I've got situations, I've got circumstances in my life, I need to come before God and shout them out. I need to yell to God. I need to pull God into my situation. Just come. Just come. Just come. Just come. Let's give it up for them as they come. Come on. If you need something today, if God is in your face today and saying, it's time for you to shout, it's time for you to release your faith, it's time for you to get desperate in the presence of God, come on, why don't you come? Just come quickly.